Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've got this weekly communication you sent over. It's from Ty Churchwell, the superintendent at Wishram School, dated April 18th, 2025.
That's the one. And our job, as always, is to sift through it, you know, find the really interesting bits, the informative stuff that tells a bigger story.
Exactly. Because on the surface, okay, it looks like a standard school update.
Right. But when you actually look closely, it gives this really quite fascinating picture of everything going on in and around the school.
So we're planning to look at, what, the community events coming up?
Yeah, definitely that Easter egg hunt they mention. And also just the rhythm of the school week, looking at April 14th to the 20th.
Okay. And then a peek ahead to the following week, April 21st to the 27th.
Precisely. See how the academic stuff mixes with extracurriculars, community things, all of it.
All right. Let's start with that Easter egg hunt then. It was set for the very next day, Saturday the 19th, at Train Park.
Yeah. And it sounds like a proper community thing, not just hunting eggs.
No, they mentioned games, hot dogs, a coloring contest. It feels bigger.
It absolutely does. And the detail about needing volunteers. For hiding eggs, serving food, even cleanup.
Right. What does that tell you?
Well, it really highlights how these community events depend on people pitching in, doesn't it? It's the school reaching out, building those connections outside the classroom.
Yeah, making it a real touch point for families, for the whole town, really.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
Exactly. Informal, easy engagement.
And that community vibe seems to run through the whole communication. If we look at the week that just passed, the 14th onwards.
Yeah.
Monday was just crammed.
It really was. You've got the school nurse and the therapist both on site.
Which straight away says something about focusing on well-being.
Right.
Not just lessons.
Definitely. And then Superintendent Churchwell had a REC meeting, likely about specific student support.
Okay. And on top of that, a staff meeting and a community council meeting in the evening.
So that Monday alone, it paints this picture of a really interconnected operation. You've got health professionals, individual student focus, internal staff coordination, and community input.
It's a lot of different threads coming together.
It really is. It shows how layered the whole system is. School governance, collaboration, student support.
So Tuesday then. Similar pattern. The therapist was there again, another REC meeting for the superintendent.
Yeah.
But two things kind of jumped out. An MTSS team meeting.
Right. Multi-tiered system of supports. They spell it out.
Yes. And also, Mr. Churchwell attended wildfire preparedness training for schools. That seems different.
It does, but it's important. The MTSS part first, that framework is huge. It means they're being proactive, finding ways to help all sorts of students, whether they need academic boosts or behavioral support, tailored help.
Okay. Got it. And the wildfire training.
Well, it might seem outside the usual school stuff, but think about it. It shows the school taking responsibility for community safety, preparing for real local risks, is broader than just curriculum.
That makes sense. Protecting the kids, the staff, the whole place.
Precisely.
Then Wednesday was a late start day. Staff used it for strategic plan work.
Okay, internal focus there.
But there was also a suicide prevention assembly for students. That feels significant.
Very significant. It really highlights the school tackling these critical, sensitive issues head on. Building a supportive, safe environment is clearly a priority.
And doing it during a late start day, which is usually for planning.
Yeah, that shows how important they felt it was. And you see, the superintendent also had an HR meeting and an AI workshop that day, covering the whole spectrum from personnel to, you know, future tech and education.
Quite the range. Thursday was senior picture day, a nice bit of tradition there.
A milestone moment for those students.
And Friday was a staff professional development day, carrying on with that strategic plan work.
Makes sense, continuity and planning.
But also on Friday, the superintendent, Ms. Hathaway, and Mr. Barthlow met with someone from the U.S. Department of Indian Education. What should we make of that?
That's interesting. It signals engagement with federal programs, doesn't it? And likely a focus on supporting their Native American students specifically.
So accessing resources, maybe ensuring teaching is culturally relevant?
That would be my guess. It shows how they're working with different levels, federal support alongside local initiatives. It's all interwoven.
Okay, so let's look ahead then to the week starting April 21st. Monday kicks off with the nurse and therapist. Again, seems like a regular fixture.
Good continuity of care there.
But also, a mobile medical unit is scheduled to be in the school parking lot. That feels like a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. That's making healthcare physically accessible right there at the school. Huge for families who might struggle with access otherwise. The school acting as a community hub again.
Yeah. And Mr. Churchwell has another REC meeting, plus a superintendent meeting with ESD 112, and Reach has a field trip.
So more individual student focus, regional coordination with the Educational Service District, that's ESD 112, and then opportunities for students outside the school walls with the field trip, extending outwards.
Right. Then Tuesday, another Apollo check-in for the superintendent, another REC meeting, a junior high track meet, kind of the regular pulse of the school.
Seems like it. Sports, admin, student support.
But the evening has a school board meeting. That's a key governance piece, isn't it?
Definitely. That's where the big decisions get discussed and made, and where the community really gets its say. Essential for accountability and direction.
Wednesday, Mr. Churchwell has a meeting with Safer Schools. Safety focus again.
Consistent theme there, proactive safety planning.
And there was an arts and education presentation planned at Reach. Although, interestingly, the high school track meet was canceled.
Huh, okay. But the arts presentation still highlights that commitment to, you know, a well-rounded education. It's not just sports or core subjects. Arts matter too.
Good point. And then Thursday evening sounds fantastic. They're advertising an evening of culture, community, and creativity.
Oh yeah, what kind of activities?
Things like beading, weaving, making fishing pole holders, even fry bread tacos and door prizes.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. That's the school really stepping up as a cultural hub, celebrating local traditions, bringing people together, hands-on, fun stuff.
Really building that community fabric, like you said earlier.
Exactly that.
And wrapping up the week, Friday is Wishram Pride Day. Starts with a whole school meeting, then cleanup activities around the school and even in town.
Oh, I like that. Instilling that sense of ownership, responsibility, community pride, practical action following a meeting.
Yeah. Mr. Churchwell also has a behavioral health meeting scheduled for that day, too.
Still focusing on student well-being right to the end of the week.
And the week finishes with track meets on Saturday.
So, a busy schedule right through.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. From just this one weekly email, we've seen a community Easter egg hunt needing volunteers.
Uh-huh. Community reliance.
A school week absolutely packed with meetings on individual support, strategic planning, safety training, health services.
Partnerships with external groups, federal departments.
Right. And then looking ahead to things like mobile health care access, community governance via the school board, and this amazing cultural evening.
It really paints a picture of a school that's incredibly active and deeply integrated into its community. It's vibrant.
It really is. Mm-hmm. What strikes me is just how many roles the school seems to play. It's way beyond just teaching reading and writing.
Absolutely. It's a center for health, for safety planning, for cultural events, for community building, all alongside the academics.
So thinking about all this, this glimpse into just one week at Wishram, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What's the real impact of all these different activities? You know, the mental health support, the cultural celebrations, the community cleanups. What does that do for the students long term and for the whole Wishram community?
That's a great question to ponder. It suggests the responsibilities are vast and the potential impact, you'd hope, is equally significant, shaping not just education, but the community's overall health and identity. It's certainly more than just a schedule.
Definitely more than a schedule. Lots to think about there.